7. Finality of Destiny. Some of the difficulties in forming concepts of infinite reality integration are inherent in the fact that all such ideas embrace something of the finality of universal development, some kind of an experiential realization of all that could ever be. And it is inconceivable that quantitative infinity could ever be completely realized in finality. Always there must remain unexplored possibilities in the three potential absolutes, which no quantity of experiential development could ever exhaust. Eternity itself, though absolute, is not more than absolute. Even a tentative concept of final integration is inseparable from the fruitions of unqualified eternity, and is, therefore, practically non-realizable at any conceivable future time. Destiny is established by the volitional act of the deities who constitute the Paradise Trinity. Destiny is established in the vastness of the three great potentials, whose absoluteness encompasses the possibilities of all future development. Destiny is probably consummated by the act of the consummator of universe destiny, and this act is probably involved with the supreme and the ultimate in the Trinity absolute. Any experiential destiny can be at least partially comprehended by experiencing creatures, but a destiny which impinges on infinite existentials is hardly comprehensible. Finality destiny is an existential experiential attainment which appears to involve the deity absolute. But the deity absolute stands in eternity relationship with the unqualified absolute by virtue of the universal absolute. And these three absolutes, experiential and possibility, are actually existential and more, being limitless, timeless, spaceless, boundless, and measureless, truly infinite. The improbability of goal attainment does not, however, prevent philosophical theorizing about such hypothetical destinies. The actualization of the deity absolute as an attainable absolute God may be practically impossible of realization. Nevertheless, such a finality fruition remains a theoretical possibility. The involvement of the unqualified absolute in some inconceivable cosmos infinite may be measurelessly remote in the futurity of endless eternity, but such a hypothesis is nonetheless valid. Mortals, Merontians, spirits, finaliters, transcendentalers, and others, together with the universes themselves and all other phases of reality, certainly do have a potentially final destiny that is absolute in value. But we doubt that any being or universe will ever completely attain all of the aspects of such a destiny. No matter how much you may grow in Father comprehension, your mind will always be staggered by the unrevealed infinity of the Father I Am, the unexplored vastness of which will always remain unfathomable and incomprehensible throughout all the cycles of eternity. No matter how much of God you may attain, there will always remain much more of Him, the existence of which you will not even suspect. And we believe that this is just as true on transcendental levels as it is in the domains of finite existence. The quest for God is endless. Such inability to attain God in a final sense should in no manner discourage universe creatures. Indeed, you can and do attain deity levels of the sevenfold, the supreme, and the ultimate, which mean to you what the infinite realization of God the Father means to the eternal Son, and to the conjoint actor in their absolute status of eternity existence. Far from harassing the creature, the infinity of God should be the supreme assurance that throughout all endless futurity, an ascending personality will have before him the possibilities of personality development and deity association which even eternity will neither exhaust nor terminate. To finite creatures of the grand universe, the concept of the master universe seems to be well-nigh infinite, but doubtless the absonite architects thereof perceive its relatedness to future and unimagined developments within the unending I Am. Even space itself is but an ultimate condition, a condition of qualification within the relative absoluteness of the quiet zones of mid-space. At the inconceivably distant future eternity moment of the final completion of the entire master universe, no doubt we will all look back upon its entire history as only the beginning, simply the creation of certain finite and transcendental foundations for even greater and more enthralling metamorphoses in uncharted infinity. At such a future eternity moment, the Master Universe will still seem youthful. Indeed, it will always be young in the face of the limitless possibilities of never-ending eternity. The improbability of infinite destiny attainment does not in the least prevent the entertainment of ideas about such destiny, and we do not hesitate to say that, if the three absolute potentials could ever become completely actualized, it would be possible to conceive of the final integration of total reality. This developmental realization is predicated on the completed actualization of the unqualified, universal, and deity absolutes, the three potentialities whose union constitutes the latency of the I Am, the suspended realities of eternity, the abeyant possibilities of all futurity, and more. Such eventualities are rather remote, to say the least. Nevertheless, in the mechanisms, personalities, and associations of the three trinities, we believe we detect the theoretical possibility of the reuniting of the seven absolute phases of the Father I Am. And this brings us face to face with the concept of the threefold trinity, encompassing the paradise trinity of existential status and the two subsequently appearing trinities of experiential nature and origin.